but mama is gone.
Your best friend wrote and told you that. Mama cried, you poor bucket full of tears.
Poor mama. Yes, you, but mama's still gone.
Daddy Russ come from his trip, but through the door with red hot lips. Mama took her ass and clothed her in a bag. She left a note to say,
you lost your 100 pounds of clay.
Daddy's home.
Yes, you, but Liz is still gone. You, but Liz has just left.
Daddy's home, but mama's gone.
You know, all your love and your long lifetime is gone. They done left out of here, Jim. It ain't never coming back, no more. I want you to remember one thing. Once you do a woman wrong, you can't come back. See, because I'm explaining to you. Now listen, pal. Pay attention to me. I'm talking to you.
Said, "Darling, Jody's got your love and gone." And right then, I went to the telephone and I called the committee of the married men in the city.
Yeah.
I said, "We're gonna track down Jody."
Right next door.
eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth, a wife for a life, Judy, you're overdue. Check him down, make him bleed, take him to court, we're gonna see how he plead. He's been in my bed, that's not all. Judy took my love and he had a ball. While I'm gone, you might be back tonight, but you know the fact is unknown. You can leave right now and get an early start. You might catch him in the neighborhood before he rots. We're gonna track down Jody. We're gonna kill him dead. We're gonna put a few knots on Jody's head. Track him down, make him bleed. Take him to court. We're gonna see how he flees. We're gonna get on the case. What the hell, yeah.
There's a little country church standing alone just off the road in Jackson County, where people came to pay respect to a man they all knew as Mr. Jones. All his friends and neighbors, black and white, they slowly gathered round him. And the only one missing was a boy he'd raised just like his son. As the choir began to sing, the preacher, he opened up his Bible. Said, we are gathered here today, cause a man we all knew and loved is dead. You all knew him from the rodeos and roundups he always attended. And it is send me to heaven till my work on earth is done. You see, the boy, he has no family. Yeah, I'm the only one. Don't let me cross over till I know I've done my best. Far and long as he's in trouble, I can't lay me down to rest. They took him from the church to a hill overlooking Jackson County. And with tear-stained eyes, they prepared him for his final journey home. As they lay him to his rest down the dusty road, the county sheriff came driving. And out stepped the boy that he loved and raised just like his son. He fell down on his knees by Mr. Jones. He said, Mr. Jones, you are the only father that I ever knew. I'm sorry for all the hurt and pain that I caused you, in return for all the love that you gave to me. Mr. Jones, I know you can hear me when I say, I'm gonna make you proud of me one day. I'm gonna be all the things that you wanted me to be. This I promise you. And I'll never have to say, beside me like I did so long ago. I'm in trouble, come and get me, Mr. Jones. This is the final chapter, cause I know you're going home. I'm in trouble, come and get me, Mr. Jones. I can still feel your spirit, and I know I'm not alone.
Now, I'm gonna tell you a little secret that Burke Benton don't seem to know. It's about that hungry Bo Weevil and the things he can't do no more. Now, DDT is an insect spray, and it's mostly used around the farm. DDT means drop dead twice, and the Bo Weevils won't hang around the barn. They'll leave you alone. Take the family back home. The Bo Weevil said to the farmer, "This farmer, I think I'll split the seed. I done heard about that magic stuff you got that's wiping all these cotton fields clean. I'll leave you alone. Yeah, take my family back home." The farmer told the Bo Weevil, "I'm gonna buy back all my machines, cause when I drop this load on you, I'm gonna start making gasoline. I'll be a happy man. Yeah, don't you understand?" The Bo Weevil said to the farmer, "I guess I'm reaping what I sowed." The farmer said to the Bo Weevil, "No, you eating up what I sow." The Bo Weevil saw that same old lightning bug sitting up high in a tree. Lightning bug said, "Hey, Bo Weevil, you still gonna make that trade with me?" The Bo Weevil said to the farmer, "Then now he sure don't wish me well, cause I sure would look mighty crazy trying to hide in your field with a spotlight on my tail. I'll leave you alone. Yeah, take my family back home. I'm in misery. And you got DDT. I'm in misery. You got DDT."
I got back in town 3 years before I supposed to. For some reason, the Army just decided to send me back. Isn't that weird? They wouldn't even tell me why. Squirrely doctor just said I didn't qualify. How about that? Some of them cold hard facts. I passed a little wine store they had there on the corner. And then I passed two more, trying to find me a cold six-pack. I tell you, I wasn't about to give up. Because when you're out of juice, you're out of luck. And you better believe, right there's a bunch of cold hard facts, Clyde. Finally, I found a beer shop that was open. And they had a big sign in the window that said, "Drive in." So I backed off and I really gunned it. I'll tell you one something. Drive in was exactly what I did. Right through the window, Clyde. Some stranger drug his bot out from under the counter. And his two bottles of your best was dripping through the bottom of his sack. Oh, so the storekeeper had to buy him two more, and I had to buy the storekeeper a new front for the store. It was about $200 worth of lessons in cold hard facts. A stranger kept talking about this girl whose husband was out of town. And then he winked at me and I thought, well, dummy, can't you make up your mind? And then he winked again as he left the shop. And I said, blow in my ear and I'll call a cop. Maybe they can teach you something about the cold hard facts, you squirrels. Finally, there was something I couldn't put off any longer. And that was letting my ding-a-ling wife know that I was here. Would you believe I drove around that bloody block till I was dizzy? Boys, don't ever drive round and round the block when you've been drinking beer. I went busting in the house and you talk about some surprised faces. Caught him a little off guard there. I said, hey, you're the stranger from the liquor store with the leaky sack. I said, if you'll all excuse me, I'll just grab my clothes and go whale. As for you, my friend, your taste has just gone to you've just begun to learn the cold hard facts. You really have. Boy, you socked it to yourself with them cold hard facts.
Still rocking in Germany, impressing the girls over there, just letting you rest a while. Now about the man with a big cigar, he too drives a Cadillac car, and he'll be right there when he comes back to help fight the girls off of his back. They'll still be coming, screaming, yeah, they're still more like it. Now when he gave his guitar to Uncle Sam, when he said, here I am, well, he didn't worry one bit at all, cause he knew Uncle Sam was having a ball, picking his guitar, enjoying himself, yeah. Uncle Sam too can rock and roll. Now when he sat down in the barber's chair and he said, Mr. Barber, you gonna come to my house? Well, how the barber laughed and how he giggled. He said, you can cut my hair, but not my wiggle. I'm going to take that with me, man. I just got to have that when I get by to impress the girls. Now the girls all knows that he's got what it takes, and he'll be rocking and getting breaks. How they'll scream, he's still our man, when they see him rocking on bandstand. Well, that cat's still got it. Yeah, he hasn't lost a thing yet. Now when he's through rocking for Uncle Sam, and he said, well, Paul, here I am. How his Paul will laugh and how he'll wail when he tells of Uncle Sam and his ducktail. Sideburns, rifle, guitar, and all. Yeah, don't cry, girl. He can't forget you. He'll be coming back soon. Yeah.
Can still feel your arms and the thrill of your charms when you kiss me that bright summer. summer day. Now the place is so empty since you've gone away, and I'm hoping and praying you'll come home to stay. How my heart cries for you. Darling, I'm so lonesome tonight. Friends tell me you've said the world's a stage and each must play a part. True, but I wasn't playing. I gave you my heart. When you looked in my eyes, I fell in love with you. You were my Prince Charming. My dreams had all come true. Then suddenly you said I changed as if arranged. But I couldn't understand. And you did try your best to make believe. But your kisses were not the same. Yes, you told all our friends that I had lied. When you knew this could never be true. For deep in your heart, you know who lied. But I don't really care. If only you will hear my plea. Forget, forgive, come back to me.
There's a time to laugh and a time to cry. Time to forgive and a time to forget. Dreams we dream sometimes never die. We carry them on until they become someone else's dreams. A friend of mine had such a dream. I met her at a truck stop just outside of Phoenix. We both worked there. Her dream came true, I know. The key to her dream was a little sign that read, "Giddy up, go." She was a lovely girl, pretty smile, but behind all this I could see a troubled mind. She told me when she met the guy that won her heart and made her life a joy. And before too long, more happiness came, a little baby boy. Things wasn't too bad, his job wasn't much, but somehow they got by. And then came the day he drove home a big truck. And the little boy became so overjoyed, just like when he saw his first fall of snow. He kept hollering, "Giddy up, go, Daddy! Giddy up, go!" Then a dark cloud moved in. A few years later, without warning, after a few visits with her doctor, he said it was just a matter of time. She knew she'd have to move to a drier climate. And this troubled her mind. So without leaving a trace, she took her son and left town one night. She settled here, and we became the closest of friends. We'd talk from time to time, and she'd smile, and her eyes would glow when she'd tell me about "Giddy up, go." Each time a truck would pull in, I could see her stand and stare. Wasn't long before she had to give up being a waitress here, and she moved on out of town, not too far. We visited almost every week. The boy now is almost grown. He's the image of his dad, she'd say, the most handsomest man I've ever known. the dark cloud once more moved in. And as I stood close by, once again she told her story. I could see a tear in her eye. I know my son longs for the road, and the last request she had, let him become a truck driver, like son, like dad. The boy soon left town, I never knew for where. But I find myself watching every truck that pulled in around the curve. Giddy up go was the only link that held between the two. And I was hoping that I could be of help. It became a dream to me, too. Just now I froze in my tracks as I watched two trucks pull in, a big new shiny diesel and an old one following him. I couldn't help staring as they walked in, ordered coffee, and talked a while. Then I saw them leave, both wearing such a smile. They walked out to the old truck, brushed off some dirt so the nameplate would show. And before my eyes, a little sign that read, "Giddy up, go."
There. years?
Yeah, yeah. How old was I, boy?
Yeah, I don't know. I can't remember.
Hey, you sound just like me.
I should. I'm your son.
Yeah. Well, anyway, I can't remember. When he weren't around, that old fella did a heap of work. He spent his whole life working ground round.
You mean plowed ground?
Shut up and keep playing, Floyd. Well, anyway, that old fella did a heap of work. And he spent his whole life working ground round.
You mean plowed ground, Pa?
What plowed ground, son?
The ground old Rivers did a heap of work on.
That's what I said, son.
No, you didn't, Pa. You said ground round.
Dad bless Floyd. You just keep playing that banner. Now my son would get high,
Pa.
I mean your son would get high. And that mule would work. And old Rivers would walk right behind. And I'd come along behind, busting up feet with my own bare clods. I mean, busting up clods with my own bare feet.
Is that why my eyes smart every time you take your shoes off, Pa?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, well, anyway, he'd say, one of these days I'm gonna wake up high. I mean, walk up high. Among them clods.
Clouds.
I mean, among them clouds. And there ain't no beals below. Ain't no clouds for you. I mean, oh, nuts. Planner there, Floyd.
I'm sorry, Pa. I won't do it again.
Well, anyway, I got a letter today from the folks back home. Yeah. And they's all fine. But old Rivers died.
What kind of, Pa?
I don't know. He just lied. I mean, died. Now I'm sitting on this ground round.
Plowed ground, Pa.
I mean, plowed ground. Trying to find me a little shade. With the sun beating down across the fields, I see that mule. Man, River.
Old Rivers.
I mean, old Rivers and me.
How about me, Pa?
Shut up, I'll break your fingers, Floyd. Now, one of these days, I'll be dazed. I mean, one of these days, I'm gonna walk on them clouds.
Clouds, Pa.
I mean, clouds. Where the corns are growing.
On your feet, Pa.
All right, Floyd, I'm warning you. With the sun beating down across the fields, I see that mule, old Rivers, and me.
What about me, Pa?
Shut up and just keep playing that piano, Floyd. Slow down there, Floyd.
I hold can't, on. Pa. My fingers are taking off on me.
Well, hold on there, boy.
I can't help it.
I can't take you stopping. Hold on. My corns are hurting my feet, boy. And I'm under Floyd. Hold on there, Floyd. Floyd. Hold on there, Floyd.
Way down south in Tennessee, where the oak trees grow so high, every night when the moon is bright, you can hear them hound dogs cry. With a two-barrel gun and a carbide light, you can tell where I will be. Up by the light of the moon, way down in Tennessee. Don't you hear them woods ringing? Mr. Coon gets in your tin. There's something about to happen. Oh, rattle the train again. From Alabama, who said where he was at. The coons got big as old hound dogs, they was so broad and fat. I said, my boy, that ain't no coon, I'm a-telling you right now. My uncle used to work two coons to a three-horse riding cow. Don't you hear them woods ringing? Mr. Coon, get to your den. That's something bound to happen. Oh, rattle the street again.
Sure is dark out here, ain't it, boys? Did you see which way the coon went, Grandpa?
Well, here he is over here at this tree, boys. Come on over here. Let's get over there and get him.
Can we quiet them dirty dogs down?
Yeah, do that.
Hey, Brownie, shine your light on him. Oh, well, let's get Grace have to go up in the tree.
Yeah. Give me a boot.
Yeah,
here.
Help him up there.
I'll get up in that tree.
Get him up in that tree there. Got your light on him?
Yeah, I'll shine my light right up there on him.
Well, there he is.
Hey, Louis.
Don't miss him.
Louis, get your gun.
Won't see out there.
Hey, wait, you boys are shooting at me in place of the coon down.
Come on down here, Grandpa. Come on
down. Get back down here. I never did see the light. You can't tell me from a coon. Who ever heard of such a thing? Get out of here. Now, when I die, I want to lay where I'll be sure to hear the voice of my old coon dog come ringing in my ear. And I hope if I get way up there where an angel I will be, I hope I'll shoot that wily coon like I did in Tennessee. Don't you hear them woods ringing? Mr. Coon, get to your den. There's something bound to happen. Oh, rattle the street again.
Oh,
We'll be back to Old Rattler in just a second, but let me take a time here to say, hey, welcome back once again. They said it couldn't be done, but they were almost right. But we have another in a long series of answer shows. This is the 15th, and I'm going to say last for a long time, because you do not believe how low we cut the grass on this one, if you know what I mean. Anyway, we started out with some stuff from the Monotones and guys from the 60s and stuff. We started with Daddy's Home, But Mama's Gone. That was the Monotones, based on Daddy's Gone from Shep and the Limelights. I'll take those skinny legs with Syl Johnson from 68. Syl Johnson, among other things, wrote Take Me to the River for who knows who, everybody, right? Let's see, Tuberculucus and the Sinus Blues was Huey Piano Smith and the Clowns. Papa, I Didn't Treat Your Daughter Mean from Scatman Crothers, a genuine American original. Tracking Down Jody was the Darker Shades Limited in this case. Tracking Down Jody was a big deal back in the day. Jody was the guy that was stealing your wife while you were over there fighting communism and stuff. Oh, yeah, it was big business in those days. Mr. Jones, The Last Chapter. Well, that was Big Al Downing. The first, I think the only intro to that was Mr. Jones, a poor sharecropper, came across an accident with white people who said, bring my boy upright, and things went wrong, and we get an update from here. I'll just leave it at that. DDT and the Boll Weevil. That was Lynn Earlington, based on Brooke Benton from 61. Don Bowman. You knew you couldn't keep out of this one, right? More cold facts? More cold hard facts. Let's see. The Return of the All-American Boy was Billy Adams and the Rocketeens from 59. Thelma Carpenter. Yes, I Am Lonesome Tonight. There's a lot of those to choose from. I really, really like this one, okay? Let's see, after that, some legends. Giddy Up Go, the answer from Minnie Pearl. Trucker song, you'll understand. I'll Always Be Your Fraulein was Giddy Wells. And Skeeter Davis, answering Hank Locklin, Lost to a Geisha Girl. Son of Old Rivers was Tony, Bob, and Jimmy. They were better known as the Letterman from 1962. And Old Rattlers, Treat Again from Grandpa Jones. And his grandchildren from 1948. All right, so we got more coming up. We are scraping the barrel tonight. I'm not going to kid you on that. But some of this stuff, I'm really surprised it came out good. So anyway, coming up, this is a cover of an answer song, which automatically makes it an answer song. Am I right? Exactly. Okay, we got to guess that. I'm glad that someone's glad.
never know what my baby's gonna put down. Because of that chick, Linda Lou, Linda Lou, Linda Lou, tell me, tell me, tell me, tell me, what are you gonna do?
Tell me, tell me, tell me, tell me, tell me.
I had a real bad dream last night, honey. You said, you said, you said, you said that we were through.
A little girl, man, she was really out of this world. I said, I'll teach her love and dance. 60 minutes planned, but she said, don't stop. I think you better go, but she said, don't stop. She kept on saying no, till she cried, don't stop loving, then you got 59 minutes to go. She give me a kiss and mighty strong, 60 minutes long, but she said,
don't stop.
I think you better go, but she said,
don't stop.
She kept on saying no, till she cried, don't stop loving, then you got 59 minutes to go. But she told me that wouldn't be right. She just didn't seem to understand my 60 minutes plan. But she said,
don't stop.
I think you better go. But she said,
don't stop.
She kept on saying no, till she cried, don't stop loving, then you got 59 minutes to go.
Yes, deja que me vaya, no quiero que me deje.
He said bye-bye to the RAF. He went with glee. He said, please, you take him, me. Now he's flying way up in the sky. He's in the Air Force, is Mr. Wu. He's a rootin', tootin', shootin' pilot too. His coat of arms are painted rather tricky. It's two stiff collars and a shirt that's got no elbow. He looks okay in his uniform, as you have guessed. He chases women all day long and gives them no rest. But his wife says, as a night fighter, he's one of the best. He's in the Air Force now, is Mr. Wu. His Limehouse business now is closed, that had to lapse. But still his laundry training is handy, perhaps. He used to stiffen collars, now he's stiffening the Japs. He's in the Air Force now, is Mr. Wu. Confuses him, he gets in the mix. When ordered on parade one day, gosh, what a fix. Instead of wearing camouflage, he wore Kaminix. Cause he's in the Air Force now, is Mr. Wu. He's in the Air Force, is Mr. Wu. He's a rootin', tootin', shootin' pilot too. His coat of arms is painted rather tricky. It's two stiff collars and a shirt that's got no elbow. He goes out with his lady friend, Sally Mae Wong. They love to talk of aeroplanes, now don't get me wrong. He's so keen on his work, he takes his blueprints along. Cause he's in the Air Force now, is Mr. Wu.
Goddess, I suspect that you don't care. the bed. Beaming, gleaming, crystal screams surrounding her in red. If she can't have your heart, then she'll have your soul instead.
Say you're wrong, we're just on the dawn of correction.
Sounds like sleigh bells, you know.
I got another big deer story. Yes, sirree.
It's the 30-pointer Christmas.
Tale number three. Ho, 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 ho.
Twas late season, close to Christmas. Santa's running short on deer. He had to find a way to pull the sleigh this year. So he looked on the reindeer rentals and professional guide. And there on the bottom of the page, this little slogan caught his eye.
Clyde, professional guide. We'll let just about anything slide. Ho, 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 that's for me.
So he calls him on the sleigh phone.
Hello, Clyde, professional guide. I'm a Santa Claus, how do you do? I got a deer hunting, tracking job for you. Ho-ho, I'm so excited, it's my favorite time of year. And to pull that sleigh, I need a trophy deer. So what you gonna charge to get me out of this mess?
Take most any card, Santa, but ain't taking your reindeer express.
Company check?
So they both went off together for the legendary buck and loaded Santa's magic sleigh on Clyde's old pickup truck. They drove all day down logging trails and Rudy shined all night. And Clyde told tales about the 30-pointer. And all at once, his throat got real tight.
Stop the truck. Yeah, he's been here all right. Look at that.
30 acres of clover, half a field of wet grass chewed right down to the dirt, and the smell of a big deer. Ooh, with bad gas.
Kind of like that mule deer light. He's probably chasing Miss November up on Humpback Ridge. Santa, you take a walk down there by Whack-a-Buck Bridge.
You're supposed to be the guide. Ain't you got a better plan?
I'm going down to the Hotspot Bar, Santa. You can go find your stand.
I don't like this already.
Then the dawn came round just about 6:30. Santa was awakened by this little birdie.
All at once, there was a crash and a splatter.
What?
So he jumped from his tree to Whoa. See what was the matter. And then he sunk to his waist in the marsh in the muck. That's when he seated there. The 30-point buck.
The 30-point buck? Holy Christmas! Oh, where did you come from?
The chilly water filled his pants. Buck fever made him sick, and the 30-pointer knew at a glance. This overweight chihuahua in the red suit, he had to be St. Nick. Ooh, he shot him right between the eyes with magic reindeer dust, and the buck rubbed Santa's belly till I thought that he was busted.
Oh, this magic deer dust makes your white tail act quite weird.
And he twisted up his horns and Santa's long white beard. Then the 30-pointer pinned him down in the middle of a scrape, but with the magic dust, he fell asleep so Santa could escape. He blew his reindeer whistle, yelling,
"Hey, over here!"
In the wink of an eye, out of the sky flew seven tiny deer. Rudy's nose was sore, the rest were sick with aching joints, but they came anyway to pull the sleigh with the deer with 30 points. So they dragged him from the woods and hitched him to the sled and fed him a magic sugar lump to wake him from the dead.
I think I'll call you Rufus with your tail so bright. Hey, you must have had some of that Mexican food last night.
Then Santa gave the command.
Gee-haw mush!
And nothing happened. Just a quiet hush. The 30-pointer just sat there with this great big smirk. And every time Rudy sneezed, the harness gave a little jerk. Oh, boy. So Santa hoofed it down the road to find a hot spot bar. And there he found his guy puking it up in somebody else's car. As Clyde was peeking through them bloodshot eyes, Santa cried.
How am I going to get that big butted stupid Bambi to fly?
Oh, come here, Santa. First of all, you gotta change that stupid hunting suit from red to orange. Yeah, build yourself a little toy gun. And show him this year's back tag, hey? And watch that white tail run.
Oh, jeez! You could use a little quality beer management there.
Looks like Clyde left some cookies for Santa, too, eh?
You chihuahua.
Well, Santa took Clyde's advice and did just what he said and let a plastic bullet fly over the 30-pointer's head. The big buck flinched, the harness winch, and his eyes grew wild with alarm, and much to Santa's surprise, it worked just like a charm.
On Rufus, on Reggie, on Warning and Star, on Beavis, on Butkus, Montana, and far away!
And they tore off through the briar, breaking off trees, they began to soar and drop the big box of compost on Clyde's back door. Christmas compost.
I'm going to get that 30-pointer if it's the last thing
Did
I do.
Did you see the 30-pointer?
Did you see the 30-pointer?
Did you see the 30-pointer?
As he sang a holiday song.
Fa-la-la-la-la. Ho-ho-ho, Merry Christmas, you shum-de-bert.
And there he was. Gone.
Better not pout, I'm telling you why.
What is Santa's area code anyway?
I gave you enough time, your soul's mine. I'm taking it back.
You fucking bitch, why?
Because I love you. Look a little closer. Isn't that us on that poster?
Sometimes I feel so alone. I just don't know. Feels like I've been down this road before. So lonely and cold. It's like something takes over me as soon as I go home and close the door. Kinda feels like deja vu. I wanna get away from this. I do, but I can't, and I won't say I try, but I know that's a lie, cause I don't, and why I just don't know.
Shady, listen, Shady. You hear that? They're screaming for you, I can bring your career back.
But I don't want it back.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do. You're gonna regret it later.
No, I won't.
I'm gonna be Trey on the phone. I just called the doctor.
Go ahead, I already talked to Trey yesterday.
Well, I got him on the phone right now.
Slim, I gotta talk to you. I don't know, it just seems like ever since you got off your drugs, you became a lot softer.
But Dre, all Shady is a bottle of hair reaching vodka.
Well, think about it, Slim, I'm here. Send me back and let me know what's up.
Fuck this mirror!
I'm not in the mirror, I'm inside you. Let me dodge you.
Fuck you, die, you son of a bitch!
Put the gun down.
Bye-bye! Okay, I'm still alive.
So am I too. You can't kill a spirit even if you tried to. Nah, you sold your soul to me. Need I remind you? You remember that night you prayed to God you'd give anything to get a record deal? What Dre signed you? This is what you wanted your life. Was all right, boom. Look at this house. Look at these cars. They're so nice, boom. Oh, but you didn't know pain has a price too. Did you just now seeing the downside too? Who's your best friend from high school? Your wife too? Ain't even sure if your kids like you. Come off tour, can't even sleep at night without Mike. We'll become a valumatic, start a rehab cycle. But together we can break the cycle. Marshall,
what?
No one's gonna love you like I do.
Sometimes I feel so alone. I just don't know. Feels like I've been down this road before. So lonely and cold. It's like something takes over me as soon as I go home and close the door. Kinda feels like deja vu. I wanna get away from this place I do, but I can't and I won't say I tried, but
but I know that's a lie, cause I know it. Why, I just don't know.
I'm alive. Get up. Get up and look in the mirror.
And yes, my friends, Slim Shady does indeed live on. Spoiler alert, all right? Anyway, what have we been doing here? We're polishing up our answer files. And believe me, I have maybe 10 or 12 left that might be listenable. But it's going to be a while, all right? So don't hold your breath, and please don't hold mine, okay? Start up with Josie Cotton. That was School's In. A cover, an answer to School's Out, and a cover of School's In. I think I mentioned that. All right, New Linda Lou was Ray Sharp answering his own song. Don't Stop Dan, that was the Checkers from 54, offering an answer to 60 Minute Man, right? Yes. Okay, hold on. Yes, I'm on it. All right, the Teen Bugs there from 1964. Yes, You Can Hold My Hand. There were so many Beatle answer songs, they all sucked. Don't Let Her Use That Ticket to Ride was the Boss Man. We heard from George Formby answering a bunch of different songs about Mr. Wu in the Air Force. We heard from Vinnie and Kenny. Don't know whom, but that was called Who. Answering the Kalin Twins and their hit of When. I don't know, all right? Anyway, Florane Darling. I love that name. Florane Darling. Long as the Rose is Red. Return of Sweet Lorraine. Remember Sweet Lorraine from Country Joe and the Fish? Not sure if this is an actual answer or not, but I thought I'd include it. Okay, sue me, all right? Dawn of Correction. There was the Spokesman. We heard from Rojay and Faber in 65, kind of answering that whole genre of stuff. Good in This World. Yeah, come back from the dead, buddy. All right, the Tardy Point Buck's Christmas was Bananas at Large. There's a couple of those answer type things. Santa, Jenny, 867-5309. That was the Tommy Two Tone. He really did that. Yep. And then Eminem. The Eminem, Death of Slim Shady. All right, so yeah, he's gone. But guess what? He'll be back, I'm sure. I don't know. Death of Slim Shady, that's a pretty recent thing, if I am correct, like a month or two. Okay. Anyway, that's it. Got a few more things for you that you'll recognize. You're not going to have any trouble with this. So I will see you next week when who the hell knows what we're going to do. And I will ask you to please be patient because we're trying. Okay? See you next time.
Yeah, I left home when a kid was 3, and it sure felt good to be fancy free, though I knew it wasn't quite the fatherly thing to do. But that kid kept screaming and throwing up and pissing in his pants till I had enough, so just for revenge, I went and named him Sue. Yeah. It was Gatlinburg in mid-July. I was getting drunk, but getting by. Getting old and going from bad to worse. Went through the door with an awful scream. Comes the ugliest queen I've ever seen. He says, "My name is Sue. How do you do?" And then he hits me with his purse. Now this ain't the way he tells a tale, but he scratched my face with his fingernails, and then he bit my thumb and kicked me with his high heel shoe. So I hit him in the nose and he started to cry, and he threw some perfume in my eye, and it sure ain't easy fighting an old boy named Sue. So I hit him in the head with a cane back chair, and he screamed, "Hey, now you must my hair!" And he hit me in the navel and knocked out a piece of my lint. He was spitting blood, I was spitting teeth, and we crashed through the wall and out into the street, kicking and gouging in the mud and the blood and the cream, the mint. Then out of his garter, he pulls a gun. "I'm about to get shot by my very own son," he's screaming about Sigmund Freud and looking grim. Whew. So I thought fast, and I told him some stuff, how I named him Sue just to make him tough, and I guess he bought it, because now I'm living with him. Yeah, he cooks and sews and cleans up the place. He cuts my hair and shaves my face and irons my shirts better than a daughter could do. And on the nights that I can't score, well, I can't tell you any more, but it sure is a joy to have a boy named Sue. Yeah, a son is fun, but it's a joy to have a boy named Sue.
Oh, Ambrose, I'm so glad you're back. I missed you so much, I get embarrassed. But Ambrose, I want to ask you something. Only maybe it's kind of personal and everything. But what are we doing in the park like this?
Keep digging.
Yeah, but for what? What do you mean, what do I mean for what? Of course I trust you. Oh, Ambie, I was so disappointed when you left me. But I figured you were doing something brave and good and nice. In the desert? Oh, like George Marius in Route 60-something? I think he's beautiful. Of course I love you. Ambie, let me ask you something. Are we going steady or steadily? What's that noise?
Keep digging.
I can remember how romantic you used to be. Like in the movies, when you squeezed me tighter and tighter and tighter and tighter till you finally got the popcorn. Or the times you'd signal me with our secret code. And you'd throw something at my window, like a stone or a rock, or your kid brother, or a garbage pail. Wouldn't it have been easier if you emptied it? No, we didn't mind moving anyway. There's that noise again.
Keep digging.
What were you doing in the desert?
Digging.
Did you find anything valuable? Car 54.
Where are you?
I'm right here. Ambrose, maybe you'd like me better if I was a rock and roll singer. Or maybe you'd like me better if I was a group. What's that noise again?
Digging.
Ambrose. Oh, Ambrose, look. The hole is getting bigger and bigger. Whole people could fit in it. You want to go in there? Me first. What do you mean, chicken? Ambrose. Ambrose, it's very dark in here. Ambrose, where are you? Oh, Ambrose, hold my hand. There's that noise again, and it's getting louder and louder, and I'm scared. It's coming closer and closer. Oh, Ambrose. Ambrose. What are we doing in a subway tunnel? Not again.
Just keep walking.
Famous men, they come and go. Where they go to, I don't know. All I know, it's clear, I'm still here. I'm the husband of the wife of Mr. Wu. She feeds me up with nice chop suey too. A charm, she has a lot. Don't know exactly what. It's just a little something that the others haven't got. Our honeymoon in China was a do. We visited pagodas quite a few. Said a geisha, you look sporty, but I said I daren't be naughty. I'm the husband of the wife of Mr. Wu. I'm the husband of the wife of Mr. Wu. She feeds me up with nice chop suey too. Of charm she has a lot. Don't know exactly what. It's just a little something that the others haven't got. Said the geisha, serving tea me like you. A tasty dish she brought and made love to. Then I said, you'd better stop, but you can't meddle with me chopstick. I'm the husband of the wife of Mr. Wu.
of the wife of Mr. Wu. She feeds me up with nice chop suey too. Of charm she has a lot, don't know exactly what. It's just as little something that the others haven't got. In the market square of things I bought a few. They tried to sell me silk pajamas too. I said though I might admire them, I don't think I shall require them. I'm the husband of the wife of Mr. Wu. I'm the husband of the wife of Mr. Wu. She feeds me up with nice chop suey too. Of charm she has a lot, don't know exactly what. It's just a little something that the others haven't got. Then a girl said, I intend to marry you. Of little chinks will soon have 22. I said, that's a proposition, but I'm no Chinese magician. I'm the husband of the wife of Mr. Wu.